Hideaway Bay in Queensland. Now, Finn's only just turned 16, and he came down and raced the final round of the Australian Hard Enduro Championship, Goldfields Extreme at Wattle Flat. On Saturday, Finn finished 14th in silver class, and on Sunday, finished 9th, and that put him in a position for 6th overall for the weekend. So that's a pretty solid effort from a rider who's only literally just turned 16 years old. I think Finn's got a very, very strong future. I'm keen to see where he goes from here. Hope you enjoy the podcast. And can you just tell us about you? What age did you start riding at, mate?
Well, I started riding a bike at 6 years old. Like, none of my family had ridden a bike before. Just got a Peewee 50 early on. Dad was on the mountain bike with me riding just around our way. We've got land out the back of our place. And then it progressed from there. Like, at 11, I started doing enduros up here because there was limited hard enduros up here. There wasn't any.
So, Finn, just quick, at the age of 11, you already knew you wanted to be a hard enduro rider?
Definitely. Oh, before that, especially after watching Ergsberg Rodeo, of course.
That was the next question. It must have been an influence. You must have seen it somewhere.
That's my goal. Well, in 2022, I did my first hard enduro up at Ironstone because that was the closest one to us. And it appealed to us because the junior A class allowed me to race up against the bronze dudes, the full size dudes, which was awesome. And I won it. So Dad took me to the next two, which was Wattle Flat and then Hillston. And that was awesome. It was an awesome experience. Hillston taught me so much on the bike because it exposed me to what silver and the gold riders do. And since then, I've just been training my ass off. And I trained my ass off there, and it finally paid. We'd planned to race the whole series in 2023 as a junior still, but obviously that got cancelled. So then I raced Wattle Flat, and all my work paid off, and it was an amazing experience up against the silver guys, ripping it. Even with, like, halfway around, my exhaust had, like, a good bug-sized hole in it at the header. But it was good fun. It was so good.
When you say you trained your ass off, Finn, what sort of training were you doing?
Like, training at home, doing, like, cardio, and then at school in the gym. I'm friends with one of my HB teachers, mm-hmm. and he lets me go in the gym at lunchtime during break.
Do you have any influences around you? Like, does anyone else in the family ride, or you got neighbours or friends?
My dad does it. He's races over 45 in bronze. He mm-hmm. took it out third for Wattle Flat, but I get my inspiration from like the top dudes in Australia, like Ruben, the top dudes in the world, and I've also ride with a local silver rider around our way, Andrew Jeffries.
Okay.
He's done Romaniacs and a few other ones.
It sounds like you need to get down to Victoria, mate, and have a ride with all the top blokes down there, or even closer, yeah. get out for a ride with Ruben and spend a weekend with him, because that's the sort of thing you really need to do, where you can see what those guys can do and you can push your limits. And there might be some things where you look at and go, well, that's just probably not possible, but then you see them do it and go, all right, definitely is possible, it can be done, and no reason why you can't do it. So give yourself that big confidence boost.
Yeah, definitely. That's always an amazing opportunity if I could, yeah. Though we'll do the whole series next in 2024, so that'll be good. That'll give me some experience.
And what sort of bike do you think you'll be on for 24?
I'm not too sure. We're just looking at what's around, and I'm currently writing up sponsorship letters to see what I can get.
Yeah, be sure to send one through to me, will you? Email it through.
Yeah, sure thing.
I'll spread the word behind the scenes and try and get some sort of support for you there as well. So yeah, what's your long-term goal, mate? Do you want to get overseas and do some racing over there?
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely one of my goals, yeah.
And you got the backing of your mum and dad, or...?
Yep, 100%. Yeah, they're backing me for like the next 2 years racing the whole series.
Are you doing yourself a little bit of cross-training there? Are you getting on a bit of a motocross track as well? You do a bit of fast, sprint stuff as well? You're just putting everything into the hard enduro?
I wish I could ride motocross, but, like, it's a bit of out of our way, because at home we can just literally walk into the shed, hop on the bike, and go riding on like the hardest terrain ever. To go to the motocross track, like an hour down the road, is a bit harder, especially with soft tyres, soft mooses, soft suspension.
When you say you go, you can just ride out the back door and get into the hardest terrain, is it state forest there, or what sort of land is it?
It's Crown land, just out the back of my house, and it's just this crazy rocky hill. You know, I spent hours walking tracks up there and cutting bits and then riding them.
No wonder you got fit for walking around Mount Morgan then.
Yeah, definitely.
Saw you at the middle of nowhere. I'm like, what the hell? How did you get here?
Yeah, that was good fun, that one, even though I wasn't racing.
How old are you?
I'm 16. Turned 16 on the Friday.
Before you joined, we were just having a bit of a chat. You turned 16 on the Friday, heading down to Goldfields. So he pulled over on the side of the road to get his senior license so he could race.
Mate, you haven't even peaked yet. You still got several years before you peak in ability, size, strength, all that. You got so much more to come.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're on our radar now. You pretty much hit the radar flat out. That move you made in the Saturday prologue going up through the rock garden when your mum was down, and that was pretty impressive. And that's, you know, where, you know, my ears pricked up at that moment. So, you know, I'm going to be keeping an eye on you from now on, and I expect big things from you now. No pressure at all, all right?
Yeah, that's good. Expect, yeah, I don't mind pressure.
We just expect a lot from you now that you've come in like a wrecking ball and proved yourself, you know.
Finn, because you're a little bit isolated because you have a location there, do you watch much stuff on YouTube?
Yeah, I do watch a bit of stuff on YouTube, like the Rich Larsons. I watch, like, all the hard enduros, the world ones, and all the footage I can see. That's beneficial.
So when you watch them, what are you looking for? Are you just looking because you like to see the terrain, or are you actually looking at their riding techniques?
Oh, like, definitely looking at their riding technique. That's why I'm constantly watching Rich Larson videos, because he preaches lots of technique. Technique.
Yeah, that's right. What are you going to be doing between now and the race season next year?
Training a lot. We are doing a New Zealand trip for mountain biking, but yeah.
What month are you going there in?
December. It's like the end of the holidays up here. End of the term up here.
Can you fit me an email about that as well? How long are you going down there for?
It's like a week and a bit, maybe.
If you get a day spare, if you look at your schedule, it looks like you might have a day spare, just let me know. I might be able to try and hook you up a ride with Birchie, with Chris Birch.
I won't have a bike. I'll only have a mountain bike over there.
No. We'll get a bike organised for you off Birchie.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so just have a look at your schedule. If you've got a bit of time, just let me know where you're going, and I'll have a chat with Birchie about it. It'd be good to get you hooked up. While you're talking, all that, you actually remind me of Chris Birch. The way you're saying, you know, that's why I asked about what YouTube videos you watch and why you watch them. You're studying other people's techniques, because that's exactly what Birchie did when he was young. He'd just be sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
With it. But he wasn't YouTube then. It was all old VHS, you know, fast forward, stop, rewind.
Oh, yeah,
just,
got you.
Just watching everything to study other people's techniques. That's how he learnt to ride. And obviously he's gone on with great success. Yeah. Keep us up to date with your schedule. Enjoy your time between now and next year, and we'll see you in silver class again, eh?
Yeah, definitely. I'm so keen.
This is going to be the first of many interviews that you do with us. Mate, we're going to hound you.
I hope
We want to know everything you're doing, where you're going, who you're riding with, how much money you're spending of your parents on tyres.
Mate, we'll talk via email. Thanks very much for your time enjoying us tonight, and we'll see you next year, and we'll talk off air.
Sure thing. That was awesome. Thanks, Greg.
Good evening, mate. You take care. Thanks for your support, mate. Cheers. See ya.
Cheers, buddy.
Thank you.